and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Food and Drug Administration may soon be ending most inspections that ensure the nation's food is safe. CBS's Alexander Tin with details.
Multiple federal health officials tell CBS News that the Trump administration has asked FDA officials to begin drawing up plans to end routine food safety inspections, outsourcing their work to state and local authorities to conduct oversight. While the FDA already contracts with many states to conduct some routine food facility inspections, officials told us those are usually reserved for the lowest risk inspection targets, like warehouses.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell here in Chicago today said tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. Powell says President Trump's tariffs could put the Fed in the unenviable position of having to choose between tackling inflation and unemployment. CBS's Kelly O'Grady on the response to Powell's comments.
What really struck me today is, the word persistent certainly didn't inspire confidence in investors, because the second he started saying words like that, you actually saw the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500 just sell off. They're reacting very negatively.
A federal judge finds cause to hold Trump administration officials in criminal contempt for ignoring an order on deportation flights to El Salvador last month. CBS's Jake Rosen adds,
he's ordering contempt proceedings to begin and says he does not buy the government's argument that the details that have not been shared with him about those planes are state secrets, and says that if the government does not agree to go along with his prosecution of criminal contempt in this case, he will find someone who will.
The sound of generators fill the air in Puerto Rico, where there is an island-wide blackout. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Puerto Rico is used to outages like this. They're still trying to investigate how this could have happened. Officials are working to get power back within the next few days.
More than 3 months after the Eaton fire swept through Los Angeles County, a hidden threat is emerging from the ash lead contamination. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports recent soil tests confirm toxic levels exceeding California's limits.
They collected samples of soil from around 800 properties. Of that, they found 80% of them had elevated levels of lead. And as you can imagine, a lot of criticism and renewed frustration from residents here who have long been critical of how fast the cleanup went and concerns about what threats were overlooked.
The Miami Heat earn a spot in the final Eastern Conference play-in game with a 109-90 win over the Chicago Bulls, whose season is now over. The Heat play in at Atlanta on Friday. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
On the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend part one with Visit Rome and part two, UW Extension, Wood County's Anna Mitchell. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers today 5-1 to take that series against Detroit. Sal Frelick with his first home run of the season. Last night, it was Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, we're hopeful, we're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
Now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel. And guys like that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse, and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Of the overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, southeast winds, morning lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, more clouds on the way. Some late-day showers will be possible. It'll be breezy with highs in the upper 50s, close to the 60-degree mark. Currently 46 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz is in the guest co-host chair with me. We go deep on Trump's constitutional crisis and is Abrego Garcia alive? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Yeah, Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. Congressman Pocan is typically with us every other Wednesday, which would have been today, but he's got, got to do Congress stuff going on. So it's just going to be you and me today for all 3 hours. We've got a lot to talk about. The government, the Department of Government Efficiency is a lie, and it might destroy us all. Say what? Also, tasers and blood literally fly at a Marjorie Taylor Greene meeting as she demonstrates to Republicans the correct way to hold a MAGA town hall. I'll share that with you in a minute. And Nate's got a little video clip for us. And the Chinese are hitting Trump where it hurts, the oligarchy. In the second hour of our program, could Maryland arrest Trump, Kristi Noem, or others involved in kidnapping Mr. Garcia? Plus, who is the president of El Salvador, really? What's going on there? Well, what is it that Americans don't know about this guy? And the election crime Republicans in North Carolina are committing right out in the open. Here we go again. And our geeky science in the second hour, nature's medicine. Can forests calm inflammatory conditions, including asthma? Seriously. In the third hour of our program, is the Supreme Court about to make a decision on whether Trump can fire the Fed chair? Just when you think it can't get any worse, it does. And Doge unemployment fraud discussion. Oh, we found unemployment fraud. We found unemployment fraud that Joe Biden found. It turns out these people are pathetic. They're so desperate to find fraud, they're stealing Biden's fraud finds. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. I mean, it's just, sometimes you just look at this stuff and say, really? I mean, really? But over at HartmanReport.com, my daily take is titled, The Department of Government Efficiency is a Lie and It Might Destroy Us All. America is under siege, and it's not foreign armies or rogue terrorists. Instead, it's unelected billionaires. Although it's possible that they are collaborating with foreign autocrats, including Vladimir Putin, who are also billionaires and thus share their rather unique authoritarian worldview. But thanks to the bravery of this whistleblower, a fellow by the name of Daniel Baroulis. I told you about this yesterday. I shared with you the story from NPR about this. And just to amplify it, just to take it a step beyond. This isn't cheap or even ordinary corruption, the kind of stuff that happens in third world countries. Like when Ferdy Marcos in the Philippines was using cronies and spies to neutralize his political opponents, or when Vladimir Putin installed his KGB buddies at the senior levels of the Russian government, or when Guatemala's President Jimmy Morales dismantled the anti-corruption agencies in Guatemala. Now, this is the sort of corruption that destroys democracies from the inside out. And this guy, this whistleblower, risked his career, he risked his safety, even his life, to reveal what's happening inside this so-called Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. According to his bombshell disclosure, they managed to breach the National Labor Relations Board's computer systems and extract what he described as, quote, the equivalent to a section of the New York Public Library in sensitive data. This is a digital smash and grab. I mean, right out in front of everybody. And this is, and that's not, and right out of the authoritarian playbook, by the way, and that's not some crackpot theory. Shortly after the DOGE operatives created accounts inside the NLRB system, so they create usernames and passwords, minutes later, Russian operatives in Russia are coming into the Department of Labor's computer system with those same usernames and passwords. Which raises the question, has DOGE been infiltrated by Russian spies? I mean, you got a couple of people who are connected to Russia inside DOGE. You've got Big Balls, Edward Korstein, and this 19-year-old. He's the grandson of a KGB agent, Valery Martinov, who actually spied for the U.S. and was executed by the KGB, theoretically a good guy. But he was fired from a cybersecurity company for giving company documents to a competitor. A Telegram account linked to him. This is from Zev Shalev, by the way, over on Facebook, Substack. A Telegram account linked to him reportedly solicited hacking services online, and he founded a company with Russian-registered domains, including one offering an AI bot for Discord targeting the Russian market. And he's been inside multiple U.S. agencies, USAID, DHS, CISA, the State Department. And then there's another Russian national with ties to Vladimir Putin. Sam Korkos is the CEO of a healthcare company tied to SpaceX. And his wife, Varvana Ruskova Korkos, according to this report, worked at GVA Capital, a venture capital front for a sanctioned Russian oligarch by the name of Suleiman Kuranov, who's a close ally of Vladimir Putin. And at DOGE, this guy, whose wife has, you know, worked for this company that's connected to Putin, attempted to, quote, retrieve detailed taxpayer and vendor information from the IRS. You know, now that's sort of, you know, guilt by association. I'm not quite so hysterical about that, but something, you know, what the hell is going on here? Something is definitely going on here. If this whistleblower is accurate, and it appears he is, I mean, he says he's got 11 people who can corroborate his story. And this is the Department of Labor that they went after, that, you know, this whistleblower came out yesterday. And the Department of Labor is where you've got trade secrets. It's where you've got the records of everybody in the country who is involved in union organizing, some of them under the radar. It's where you've got all the secret testimony of whistleblowers. Now, keep in mind, Elon Musk's companies were being investigated by the National Labor Relations Board for labor violations. He will not allow unions in his company. You know, he doesn't allow dissent in his companies, essentially. He runs them like a little emperor. And so here we are. I mean, you know, this is dangerous stuff. According to longtime employees inside the Department of Labor and other agencies, these people are not experts. You know, seasoned cybersecurity professionals. They're basically, some of them worked with criminal hackers. They have no security clearances, no vetting. And yet they were given all this access. What's going on here? Is this being done on behalf of Vladimir Putin? Is Putin inside our computer? Our you know, America's computers inside our government? I mean, if this is what it appears to be, the Rosenbergs went to the electric chair for less than this. This is a modern Watergate, but instead of burglars breaking into a filing cabinet, they're downloading gigabytes of sensitive information with a keystroke. And then when this fellow, this whistleblower, decides to go to the whistleblowing agency, he finds taped to the door of his apartment. And by the way, he had just recently moved. His apartment is not a public address. Nobody knows where he lives. He finds taped to the door of his apartment a threatening note and a picture of him walking his dog shot from a drone. Somebody has been surveilling this guy. I mean, this is KGB level stuff. This isn't some far off threat. If we don't stop this, it won't just be their data that, you know, our data that they're coming for. It's going to be our freedom. It's going to be all of us. I am convinced that Donald Trump wants America to look like Bukele's El Salvador. And that's pretty wild stuff. In the second hour of the program, I will be detailing exactly who Mr. Bukele is. But this guy does not believe in human rights. He has tens of thousands of people locked up without any due process.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
In fact, El Salvador right now has the highest incarceration rate in the world, 1,600 per 100,000.
It's me, Yaliva. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hello there, this is James.
Melissa.
Chad. And Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies who stick with them for a year become customers for life. So calm the order, calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code Tom. There's
billionaires in boardrooms writing laws for both. They say it's for the people to streamline and revise, but the department of government efficiency is a lie. They gutted every watchdog, rewrote every rule. The fox is in the hen house, and he's building up a school for loyalists and hackers with Putin on the line. Now whistleblowers vanish, and the rest just toe the line. A lie, front for the billionaires reaching for the sky. They stole the soul of labor with a keystroke and a smile. Now they're watching from the shadows. They rig the die. Heard a worker tried to organize, his name just disappeared. Database, the oligarchs commandeer. 10 gigabytes of silence, one brave man to fight. And drones are now his neighbors with notes that chill the spine. They don't need tanks, they don't need guns. They've got logins, drones, and smoking guns.
Back 22 minutes past the hour. Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know how Bernie and AOC are out there showing Democrats how to do a town hall, right? And Mark Pocan really started this years ago. I mean, back when Paul Ryan was Speaker of the House and represented the district next door to Mark Pocan's, Mark Pocan and Paul Ryan refused to do town halls. Of course, this, you know, Republicans, this has been a Republican thing for decades. Occasionally they'll do town halls, but generally speaking, you know, they have no interest in the little people. They just want the money from the big corporations and the billionaires. So anyhow, Mark Pocan used to go into the district, into Paul Ryan's district, and do town halls there, in, as I recall, in Janesville, Wisconsin, and come on this program and talk about it. I mean, you know, Mark's been on this program for about a decade now. And so we have these wonderful examples on the Democratic side of how to do a town hall. Well, over on the Republican side, Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to do the same thing. She's trying to show MAGA legislators, Republican legislators, who've been told, don't have town halls, be afraid, you know, don't talk to the people. And she said, screw that, I'm going to show you guys how to do it. And so she did. She had people, I think Nate's got some video, and I'm assuming there's some audio attached to it. You want to play whatever you think is the best one here,
Nate? Ladies and gentlemen, they're all inside the interior of the United States. All inside the interior of the United States. You can head out. The protest is outside. Thank you very much. Protest is outside.
And you can see they're dragging this person out. I mean, you know, they dragged multiple people out. Here's another one. Another guy ends up tased, and he's down on the ground, and they're zapping him with a taser.
Now, this is a peaceful town.
Right, and yeah, this is just, I mean, this is crazy. Fry the dissenters with 50,000 volts. And by the way, she didn't take any questions from the audience. They all had to be written in advance, and they put them up on a screen, and she would answer. I mean, this is like something out of the old Soviet Union. I'm just astonished. What I'm wondering: no live mic, no chance for real pushback. This is a tightly controlled circus where she can preen and perform for the MAGA faithful. And I'm wondering if the Republicans are going to pick up on this. Hey, yeah, let's, you know, have security, have people tase people, beat people. This guy gets his face smashed in against the wall. He's got blood all over his face. And the people are cheering? This is where we're at now? This, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she absolutely loves this idea, apparently, of violence against her own voters, or at least her own constituents. I think it's going to be absolutely fascinating to see if Republicans adopt this. I mean, this is just a logical variation on the way that Trump responded to the protests in Lafayette Square. Remember that during his last term as president, when he asked General Milley to shoot the protesters in the legs, and Milley refused to do it? But they did bring in a helicopter, and they used tear gas to clear the square, which were both illegal. But, you know, Trump got away with it completely because he gets away with everything. He's never been held accountable for anything in his life. And Marge figures, you know, same deal for me, right? It's incredible. Meanwhile, you don't need a tariff, you need a revolution. Say the Chinese to us. Say what? I'll tell you about that right after the break and pick up your calls. What's on your mind? Stick around. It is 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, big balls would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with your calls. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. All right, if CBD isn't part of your wellness routine yet, now is the time to change that. It's CBD Awareness Month, and CB Distillery is going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain and their sleep gummies, which are my absolute favorite products. I use them every night. And all of it's up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. This is premium quality CBD. Nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean, plant-based solutions that work. Whether you need to sleep better, have less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. Visit CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Most inspections that have been conducted by the Food and Drug Administration won't be done by the federal government anymore. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
Inspectors would go to manufacturing facilities to ensure compliance and safety with FDA regulations to maintain food safety and public health. Now most of the federal government's oversight will be outsourced to local and state authorities.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell delivered a warning today about tariffs.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
A federal judge is losing patience with the administration officials who have ignored his order on deportation flights. Here's CBS News Justice Department reporter Jake Rosen.
Because the government did not answer and listen to Judge James Boasberg's orders to turn those planes around while they were in midair, he says in a court opinion that the government has likely committed contempt of court.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest running live action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers today 5-1 to take that series against Detroit. Sal Frelick with his first home run of the season. Last night, it was Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know. We're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel and guys like that that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price of the overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, southeast winds. Morning lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, more clouds on the way. Some late-day showers will be possible. It'll be breezy with highs in the upper 50s, close to the 60-degree mark. Currently 44 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legal issues continue surrounding the man deported to El Salvador. Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Cops flew in and tased his freedom of class. Is this the correct man?
Yeah, that's what Marge did. Yep. Shoot him with a taser. Amazing. So my old buddy Thomas Neuberger, who used to blog under the name Publius years ago, he's kind of come out now. And he published a piece over on Substack, Neuberger.substack.com, yesterday. Talking about how he says, back when I was a scamp, one of the jobs I had was in high tech. And he talks about, you know, going over to China, him and his allies, the people who in his office, and how when they went to China, they would go to the, some of the retail, the street sellers or even the Nike factory, for example. Nike was making their clothes, their shoes there, apparently. And he said, you could buy a pair of Nikes for $5, you know, that would sell for $100 here. Now, this was, you know, a decade or more ago. And so basically the shoes are $5 and they didn't have the Nike logo on them, but they were the same identical shoes. They just hadn't yet put, you know, glued the logo on and or stitched it on. And without the logo, they were $5. With the logo, they were $100. So basically, you know, what you're paying for in most cases is you might call the intellectual property. So now China is producing videos of Chinese people pointing this out, saying, you know, here's your Nike for $5 here in China. Come on over and buy them. And people are literally going to Hong Kong or other Chinese cities and coming back with suitcases full of stuff because they can, you know, they can buy a $200 pair of shoes for $10 over there, you know, which is close to its actual value. And then bring them back here and sell them for $100, $150, you know, sell them for a big discount. And one of these Chinese citizens who did one of these videos, he says, your oligarchs told you to be proud while they sold your future for profit. What did your oligarchs do? They bought yachts, private jets, mansions with golf course driveways. For 40 years, both China and the United States benefited from the trade, the manufacturing, but only one of us used that wealth to build. This isn't China's fault, it's yours. You let your oligarchs feed you lies while they made you fat, poor, and addicted. America, he says, you don't need a tariff. You need a revolution. You think? I just find this fascinating. You know, China is pushing back, and a lot of this is showing up on TikTok, of course, you know, which China ultimately controls. China is pushing back on Trump's tariffs in a big way. And this is just amazing. It's a thing to behold. So what's on your mind today? Alexander in Brick Township, New Jersey. Hey, Alexander. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hi. I'm still worried about how things are in regards to voc rehab for the disabled due to Project 2025. I'm just under stress about how long it's going to be before funding is all dried up for that.
Are these programs that are run through the Department of Education through Title IX, or are these or Title X? I forget which one it is that deals with disabled people. Or are these separate programs?
Those are Department of Ed.
Yeah. Well, the Department of Ed has been largely disbanded, or they're in the process of it. I can't specifically answer your question. I don't know the details, Alexander. I'd have to look it up. It would be a good question to, you know, ask one of the search engines. But I don't think that we can plan on things like, you know, vocational rehabilitation, or even for that matter, you know, vocational education, the old, you know, the old shop classes that we used to have, those kinds of things. I don't think we can plan on that stuff persisting because, hey, that's for average working people or people who have had, you know, the misfortune of having an injury or a birth defect or something like that. And, you know,
or people who were born with a disability who need the supports in order to find work.
Yeah, my point. And
like
I shouldn't call it a birth defect,
like,
you know, but,
like
you know,
myself, for example.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, Alexander. And that's the point. Elon Musk and Donald Trump don't give a damn about people like you. They really don't. In fact, they think of us as useless eaters if we're not MAGA.
It's pitiful that what they're plotting against people with disabilities with service reductions and everything.
Yeah. I agree.
This is just pure evil. What's going on with the Department of Government Efficiency? It's really destroyed most of everything that we've come to know with services and everything.
I agree, and they're only 3 months into it. I mean, you know, there's more to come. Presumably, they've already destroyed USAID. So, Alexander, thank you for the call. Spot on. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Just real quick on Marjorie Taylor Greene's little fiasco up in the
How's it playing
County.
In the Atlanta media? Are they lionizing her or condemning her or just straight reporting?
There's just straight reporting. They're not particularly, now bear in mind, I don't watch Fox, so who knows?
Yeah.
But on the you know, the three main network stations, they're not they reported it, which is, you know, it's a start.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't say it was good or a bad outcome.
Interesting.
But it reminds me of my favorite saying about Cobb County. It's easy to spell, 2 B's, 3 K's.
It's say that. I'm sorry, I missed that. Say it again.
I said it reminds me of my favorite saying about Cobb County. Easy to spell, 2 B's, 3 K's.
Oh, I say 2 B's, 3 K's. Yeah, yeah. Having lived in Cobb County for the better part of a decade, I totally get what you're talking about. Yeah.
But the reason I called was I wanted to reframe this idea. I've been thinking about Elon and his assertion that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we all understand the most recent, most notorious Ponzi scheme is what Bernie Madoff did. And it was a classic Ponzi scheme. First in, make money, and then they refer others, and there's this exclusivity which makes it attractive. You know, he doesn't just accept everybody.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it depends upon the person who is invited to participate accepting the invitation. Social Security, by comparison, is compulsory. From your first paycheck as a W-2 employee, that money comes out. And the only reason people don't fight the fact that they're getting less than what they actually earned is because they are promised that it will come back to them.
Correct.
That's not voluntary. That's not a Ponzi scheme.
No, it's
clearly,
a retirement
Elon
program.
Doesn't know what a Ponzi... Exactly. Clearly, Elon doesn't understand what a Ponzi scheme is. And when people say these things to us, I think we need to talk about it in those terms. No, a Ponzi scheme is voluntary.
Yeah.
At some point, the person who gets snookered out of their money ends up having to face the fact that they volunteered their money to participate. And that's not how Social Security works.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said, except the fact that Elon Musk doesn't know what a Ponzi scheme is. I think he knows perfectly well what a Ponzi scheme is. He just loves telling lies, you know, when they serve his purposes.
And of course, you know, people aren't going to stop and they're not going to question him or think that deeply about what a Ponzi scheme is and how it's.
Well, they have no means to question him. He's not an elected official. He doesn't do town halls. He doesn't answer to questions. He doesn't do press reports. He's an unelected billionaire who's pulling the strings behind the scenes. Excellent point, though, Marie. Thank you so much for calling and making it. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, as the Trump administration stands in open defiance of a court order from the highest court in the land, I think we may more than suggest, but rightly assert, that Kilmer Abigail Garcia is dead. And so are all of the others who were sent to migrants who were sent to El Salvador illegally by abridging their Fifth Amendment rights to due process. And certainly Mr. Garcia is now being denied his right to habeas corpus. And the only possible, I mean, we don't need to get, the Trump administration has lost their the entitlement to benefit of the doubt. The Justice Department has said that Garcia is secure, but the Justice Department is part of the accessories to this crime.
Yep.
Donald Trump and Nayib Bukele are accomplices in mass murder of these migrants, and the administration officials are accessories to these crimes against humanity. There is no way, there's no reason why they would not return Mr. Garcia. If Donald Trump thinks he's so powerful, yet he brags about getting a ballerina released from Russia prison, but he says he can't get somebody back who he just sent and paid $6 million for to send to Bukele's torture camp, which, by the way, is a violation of human rights.
I get your points, Paul. I respectfully disagree. Number one, I don't think that Trump initiated getting the ballerina back. I don't think he gave a damn about the ballerina. We were holding a Russian guy who was a spy and an arms trader that Putin desperately wanted back. And I'd bet anything Putin was the guy who said, hey, you know, give us that guy and I'll give you this ballerina and you'll have some good PR, number one. Number two, I don't think any of those people are dead.
That's not my point.
No, I get it. I don't think any of those people are dead. I think that this is Donald Trump saying, see, I could ignore the law. I think that's the point here. The point is Donald Trump telling us that he is now the emperor. He is now in control.
No, Tom, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. The point is we may, as one stands in defiance, open defiance of a court order, they are defiance of what's compelling, the doctrine of compelling equity. You have to come to court with clean hands. Otherwise, the burden of proof is on you to show that this person is still alive.
Yeah, you're making my point. He's ignoring the law. He's gleefully ignoring the law. This is Donald Trump telling us that he's no longer a president. He is now a dictator. That this is no longer a Democratic Republic. This is now a dictatorship.
Why do you think he's not alive? Why do you think that Garcia is still alive? You have no evidence to show that.
Well, because I don't think that there would be any percentage in killing any of these guys. I think Bukele is going to, number one, he's going to want to continue to take money from us to hold them. That $6 million was just for the first year. And number two, you know, something might happen where he has to produce them again. I just don't see where he would have.
He has to produce them now. Tom, he was just here in this country. He has to produce them now. That's what the Supreme Court said.
I get that,
$6 million,
Paul. I get that, Paul. But I think both Bukele and Trump as dictators get a whole lot more benefit from saying, yeah, screw you guys. We're ignoring the law here officially. We're officially ignoring the law. Than just killing people. As evil as they are, I mean, I can easily believe that they would, but I think that I don't think that would serve their purposes.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
47 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls. Just a minute.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I don't have many face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise tells me she noticed that her skin felt softer and looked brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare regime, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom. Vibrance.com/Tom for up to 37% off and free shipping. VIBRIANCE.com/Tom.
It's filled with gold and grievance, and it's poisoned white. justice. My father spoke of grace, but now the house has traded both for rage and a red hat face. He came down golden escalators with fire behind
him. 4 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Sean tells me that we have breaking news right now that a judge is holding somebody in the Trump administration in contempt around Mr. Garcia. I'll dig into this over the next couple of minutes. We're going to hit a break here in about a minute and a half, and I'll let you know on the other side of the break what's going on. But it looks like there might be breaking news, or there is breaking news in this story. Brian in Milford, Delaware. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, and wow, to what you just said, by the way, I can't wait to tell myself. I just watched, and how you doing, Tom?
Hey,
I just watched this crazy press conference or whatever it was with the RFK Jr. on autism.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give you some of the highlights if you weren't watching. It kind of came on right before.
I wasn't.
You,
go for it.
Yeah, well, first one thing he said autism is a preventable disease. Well, he declared an epidemic. Which
autism is not a disease. Autism is a condition people are born with.
Trust me, he's labeling it as an epidemic. He said it 1,000 times during it. And then he said, you know, there were studies. He had these studies where kids were fully functional. Then they regressed into autism. And I was like, I can't imagine people in the audience like, what in the world? And he said, he talked about the kids are, these are kids that grow up to never pay taxes, never hold a job, never play basketball, never write a poem, never go out on a date, and never use a toilet unassisted. He's talking about autistic kids. And he's saying this at like a press conference. I'm like, what in the world is going on here?
Yeah.
He just did this.
Well, he's been doing this song and dance for years and years. Yeah, I mean, you know, autism typically shows up, not the most severe forms, but the debilitating forms typically show up around the age of two, which is around the time that people get the MMR vaccines. And so for a long time, people thought, oh, they got the vaccine and then they started behaving like they were autistic. When in fact, that's just the developmental point at which autism typically appears. It has nothing to do with the vaccine. But Bob Kennedy has been selling this pitch for years and years.
Yeah. This is the same exactly. This is the same guy who you saw in the he did an interview where he said, the interview was like, yeah, they're making like $11 billion in cuts. He's like, no, they told me that was a bunch of DEI stuff. He's
right.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he doesn't know what's going on in his own department. I think a lot of these, I've said this before, Donald Trump is not running an administration. He's running a show. And he wants people who have big names or are telegenic or know how to perform for the cameras or are willing to kiss his ass and slobber all over him in public. And that's his only criteria. He's not looking for competent people. He's not looking for people who know how to run large organizations. He's not looking for people with public health. Bob Kennedy is not a public health guy. He's a lawyer. And, you know, so anyway, Brian, thank you. Thanks for the report on that. I appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of this break. I'll update you on what's going on with this contempt case, too. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then all the way from WGBW, Amanda Nimmer joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News has obtained a Trump administration memo detailing a plan to send detainees to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, even if they haven't committed a crime. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez has that.
According to the agreement between the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security governing the operations at Guantanamo Bay, the administration gave officials broad and wide-ranging discretion to decide who to send to Guantanamo Bay, including the ability to transfer detainees there who lacked any serious criminal record in the U.S. or any at all.
A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders last month to turn around planes carrying deportees to a prison in El Salvador. The judge warned he could refer the matter for